This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
Chelsea, how about Super Bowl value in the National Football League? We've got three possible approaches here as we look ahead in the NFL playoffs. You can make the Super Bowl at BetMGM. You can bet to win the Super Bowl, or you can bet to win Super Bowl MVP. So if you're looking at the odds right now, we've got odds for the AFC, the NFC, Super Bowl winner, Super Bowl MVP. How would you place a futures bet now on the big game if you had to?
If you're looking for some added value and you think you know who is going to be the best player of the team that you want to win the Super Bowl or you think is going to win the Super Bowl, I think that's one way to get it. And there's not a whole lot of added value in getting Aaron Rodgers for Super Bowl MVP as opposed to just winning, picking the Packers to win the Super Bowl, because they're plus 375 to win it all, and Aaron Rodgers is plus 400 to win Super Bowl MVP. But I think Josh Allen for Super Bowl MVP plus 600 might be a nice little steal. It's only plus 50 more than the Bills, so maybe that's a bad bet. I don't know. What do you think? Because I feel like that was a good strategy going in, but now that I'm looking at the odds, I think to myself, is it worth the extra risk? And I'm just not that sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure either. I think we're going to see a Packers-Bills Super Bowl. That's my guess at this point. So that's, if I had to bet the Super Bowl, that's how I would bet it. What I will say is, if you're looking for a value play, I think Joe Burrow at 18-1 and Derrick Henry at 20-1 is really interesting. Both of those guys, for as talented as they are, have tremendous value. So based on who you think is going to win this weekend's game, forget about covering. If you think the Bengals are going to win, go with Joe Burrow at 18-1. If you think the Titans are going to win, go with Derrick Henry at 20-1, because the only way those guys win a Super Bowl, if those respective teams get that far, is if those guys play like we expect them to play. Derrick Henry, especially at 20-1. If you believe in the Titans, you know what's crazy? We're talking about the number one seed in the AFC. How crazy is this? We keep talking about how Tennessee remains disrespected. The best team on, or the best player on the number one team, the number one seed in the AFC, is 20-1 at BetMGM to win Super Bowl MVP. So as a value play, I think there's a lot of value there.
Oh, for sure. And at this stage in the NFL season, you're still looking for value, because the value is pretty much gone on like the Packers and Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes, and all of those guys. So looking further down the list and some names that kind of stand out to me, Tyreek Hill at plus 6,600. He's a guy that can go out and have a 200-yard performance in the Super Bowl. We all know he can. He can certainly do that. And obviously, Patrick Mahomes is going to have a big night as well if that happens. But still, like, it's hard to ignore Tyreek Hill, the playmaking ability that he has. And it doesn't matter what defense he's going up against. He can still put up these video game numbers. So I think maybe that's worth a sprinkle. And obviously, Derrick Henry at plus 2,000. And I feel like I shouldn't bet on my Titans because I already have a lot emotionally invested in them. But Cooper Kupp at plus 3,000, we all know that he can have a big game at any given moment if you do think it's going to be the Rams. But you also have a Rams future already pending, don't you?
I do. I have a Rams future at 14-1 that I got in the preseason. So at least from a futures perspective, I'm on the Rams. But the good thing about getting 14-1 value is that you can still sprinkle a little on these plus money plays and still come out ahead.
Oh, for sure. But we've seen it in the past. Super Bowl MVP has not always been the quote-unquote best player on the team for most of the season. It's the guy that just has the biggest game. So if you think you know the winner of the Super Bowl, say you like the Packers, maybe look at somebody farther down the list that isn't getting quite as much credit, like Mark Marquez Valdes-Scantling is plus 20,000. Yeah, that's right. To win Super Bowl MVP. And for a guy that has been a deep ball threat, you know, it's hard to go against Devonta Adams because obviously he's the number one receiver. But when it comes to Super Bowl MVP, it's usually the guy that makes the most timely play. So maybe this is the time where you look farther down the list and try to get some value.
I can't imagine Valdes-Scantling winning, though. I couldn't do that. As far as long shots go, you know who's interesting is you can get Mike Evans. If you want to talk about long shots who could have monster games, Mike Evans is 100-1. That's insane to me. I feel like those odds should be a lot shorter because it wouldn't surprise any of us if the Bucs made the Super Bowl. Mike Evans, that's tremendous value. You talk about a receiver that can obviously dominate a game. And your guy, Deebo Samuel, is 30-1. The problem with that is you have to assume or believe the Niners are going to go to the Super Bowl, and I just cannot see that happening. I think they cover against Green Bay, but I can't see them going all the way to the Super Bowl.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, but they just disagree on how.
We're going to get across that wasteland, and we're going to do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
What about Stephon Diggs at plus 6,600?
That's a good bet. I like that bet a lot. Because, I like the Bills to make the Super Bowl. And, yeah, I think that's Josh Allen at 6-1. Not a lot of value there. But 66-1 for Stephon Diggs, sure, I'd take that bet.
The only problem with that is that if he has a big game, obviously Josh Allen is going to have a deep game. And he also has the added threat of mobility. And we all know Josh Allen can do some things with his legs. So it's hard to pick a receiver when Josh Allen is the quarterback just because he does have that added benefit of being a running quarterback. And plus, I feel like the quarterbacks get the tying vote. You know, if it comes down to a receiver has a really good game and a quarterback obviously was throwing to him, they'll probably get the nudge.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.